Today we're going to start with some reflection on communion consciousness in Christian meditation. And it's been a delight to be with you this morning and to be able to share in the prayer. And I'm looking forward very much to us being able to be together today. So beautiful to be in your company. So for this morning's first reflection, I'm drawing on this beautiful artwork of Margaret Holgate's, I Sleep But My Heart Is Awake, which is of course that beautiful passage from the Song of Songs. And it seems to me that's exactly what we're wanting to do in meditation, to be in this beautiful sort of sleep with our whole conceptual ways of thinking and being rested, with an awake heart, with a heart that's absolutely finely attuned to the presence of the beloved. And that's what we're going to reflect on today. Now, many of you, I'm sure, probably knew Margaret. Margaret passed into eternal life in God a couple of years ago now. And she was a friend of mine, her husband Steve Holgate, you may well know. We all went to Teachers College together quite some years ago now. She's a beautiful, beautiful artist, and all of these beautiful paintings come out of her meditation, her prayer, that deep, deep silence that Margaret knew so beautifully. Steve's actually published the most exquisite book on Margaret's artwork, and I've put his email address for you, smaholgate@bigpond.com, if any of you would be interested in purchasing a copy of the book. So Margaret's very much with us today, it seems to me too, then, as we're pondering, what does it mean, I sleep but my heart is awake? How do we live that, and how do we live that moment by moment that's fed by our times of prayer? Okay, sorry, I thought I could just hear something, but I think it's okay now. Again, at the very beginning, I'd like to get in touch with this, my soul is thirsting for you, that the way in which our whole being thirsts for oneness with the beloved. And again, one of Margaret's beautiful works, just inviting us now, and I invite you to be in touch with that deep, deep, thirstless thirst within you for oneness, for God. And the beautiful word that I know many of you do use in your Christian meditation, Maranatha, and the way in which the syllables, the sound, the way in which it harmonizes with the breath, all enables us to really get in touch with that field of Maranatha, of come, Lord Jesus, of come. And as you well know, in some ways, any mantra, it doesn't particularly matter what the meaning is, any mantra that we recite will settle our discursive mind. But there's something I think very, very, very special about this word Maranatha, especially at this time where we're approaching Advent. And I love the way Jessica Powell says to us, come is the love song of our race. So that when we're reciting the Maranatha and it's settling, enabling our more active ways of knowing to become silent, stilled, serene, so that our heart awareness can awaken. This is our love song. It's the love song we're singing to the beloved. And what we particularly want to connect with today too is that, yes, it's my personal love song, but it's the love song of a community, of a communion of hearts. We want to reflect on how we might connect heart center to heart center in that deep, deep, deep oneness in love and awaken from within the unity of consciousness, awaken from within what we might call what is often called the Christ consciousness. So this love song of our race. And being leading into Advent now, I thought we might just be very attentive to that sense of what is it at the moment that the beloved's wanting to birth in us? How are we going to birth Christ in our awareness this year? I think especially given the pandemic, all the suffering that we have around us, all the political heartache and turmoil, the cry of the earth, there's so much that we want this beautiful word come, this birth of our divine lover to take place within. And so I've delighted in going through some of John Main's lovely teachings again. Went through them some years ago now, but it's always wonderful, I think, to revisit some of these great, great classics. And I'm sure many of you are very familiar with all that I'm going to say in terms of what he's saying. But a few key things that really touched me as I was praying with all of this, preparing for this, is this sense of meditation, he says, is focused right in the heart, right in the centre of the Christian mystery. And I would like to say that John Main means this quite literally, that this beautiful silence that's evoked, this infinite silence of the divine that we sort of infuse into in our meditation time, takes us into the heart and it awakens our heart consciousness, our heart awareness. And I'd like to draw on to a poem that I always come back to every Advent and really live Advent from within. And I'd like to share it with you, some of you too. This beautiful poem by Jessica Powers, where she says, I live Advent in the womb of Mary. And on one night, when a great star swings free from its high mooring and walks down the sky to be the dot above the Christus eye, I shall be born of her by blessed grace. I wait in merry darkness, faith's walled place, with hope's expectance of nativity. I knew for long she carried me and fed me, guarded and loved me, though I could not see. But only now, with inward jubilee, I come upon Earth's most amazing knowledge. Someone is hidden in the dark with me. And so as we gather together in this communion of hearts, we wait together with this beautiful cry, Maranatha, in the womb of Mary. And I think that then invites us to come into our own heart womb, and in Mary, in our own heart womb, we're holding the birth, this potential birth of the divine. In some ways, the eternal coming. We're always crying, come, and yet at the same time, there's this beautiful presence of the divine within us right now. So there's this eternal oneing, is what the word I'm going to draw on quite often from the writings of Julian of Norwich. We're one. We have the Christ indwelling in us now, in our own heart womb. And at the same time, there's this eternal oneing, this eternal coming into the fullness of love and light. And so what I'm inviting us to is to awaken our heart mind, or what I've also mentioned, given the Advent theme, the heart womb mind, or the heart womb awareness, heart awareness. And as I know many of you have been meditating for many years, and you know, many of us now have been meditating for very long time, you know, 30, 40 years. And that even those of you who are newer to this, what you find that the beautiful gift, some of the fruits of contemplation, the fruits are that we start to awaken this capacity for a unity of consciousness, so that we start to awaken naturally a capacity to see from oneness, to see from within the Christ within us, to behold as if there's one, just one beholding, one eye. And that I think that's part of the invitation now at this evolutionary phase, that we might connect with that. And so John Main says to us, the Spirit of Jesus wells up in our hearts, floods our hearts, and overflows throughout us. This is the amazing gift we have been given by Jesus, sent us by the Spirit. But he does not force it on us. It is for us to recognize it and accept it. And this we do, not by being clever or self-analytical, but by being silent, by being simple. The gift is already given. We have merely to open our hearts to its infinite generosity. The mantra opens our hearts in pure simplicity. And that's what we're longing is to do more and more and more, isn't it? To open our hearts in pure simplicity. In his book, Moment of Christ, John Main gives a really helpful image, which I thought I'd like to share with you, just again as a reminder, where he has these two triangles and meeting in the point. And of course, it's that point in the centre of ourselves, that centelia, sometimes called the spark of the divine within us, within our heart, that again is awakened in meditation. And so John Main says to us, yet meditation is a way by which we focus our attention. We narrow our attention down to one point. We want to be so single-hearted, single-focused, single-minded, that we're really centered in the point of the Christ within us. And he says, the triangle on the top is learning to concentrate, learning to focus our attention entirely on and within Christ. In that sense, it is narrowing our attention to a single point. But as soon as we do this, the way is opening to infinite expansion on the other side. The single point thus leads to the infinite expansion. And that's what happens, isn't it, as we become more and more and more focused, single-hearted, single-minded in Christ, we find that beautiful opening out to our world, to each other in love. And so he says, Benedictine monks call us to both to understand and to experience our prayer as silent communion within our heart. Union brings us to communion, that is, to a oneness discovered within our souls, but which leads us to oneness with God and oneness with all. It is a communion that is indescribably enriching, because it takes us right out of ourselves, beyond ourselves, into union with all, and with the all, with God. Unity, union, communion is the threefold growth of a Christian. Unity, union, communion. And we want to begin to really now see, what does this communion mean? If we're absolutely one with God and we're invited into the absolute, how does that then invite us to be in communion in the body of Christ, to be body of the Christ together as one? And so he says to us, the experience of meditation is of unity, of oneness. It is an experience that changes our whole perception of reality. We see reality as a whole, unified by the basic energy of the cosmos, which is the energy of love. And so we start to really see this energy of love infusing the cosmos, infusing each other, creating energy fields, morphogenic fields of love. And what I want to suggest is this morphogenic field of Maranatha, of this prayer of Maranatha that people all throughout the world recite over and over again into the deep, deep silence, to the point where there is no mantra anymore. It's just pure divine breath. And that becomes more and more organic. So at first it's sort of an active response, but over the years it becomes so much part of our body and our organic reality that it becomes so natural just to be activated in us, almost really without conscious awareness. And so John Main says to us, meditation means remaining in the center, being rooted in the center of your own being. And contemplation is being in the temple with him or with Jesus, with Christ or with the beloved, with Sophia, whoever it might be, that what's the language that we need to use. The temple is your heart, your own center, the essence of being with him or her. In the vision of the early church, is an absolute oneness, a oneness with the absolute. So John Main, he's wanting us to know this absolute. This is where he's taking us. This is what he's inviting us to participate in, to be, to become. And so just briefly, I'd like to draw on two authors, the writings of Julian of Norwich and The Cloud of Unknowing, just to draw on a couple of little pieces that I feel might help us to really connect with what John Main was saying there in terms of awakening this heart mind, this indwelling love that is present within us, and seeing from within the presence within us, seeing from within divine love within us. And so Julian talks about prayer as oneing, that what we're doing when we're in meditation is we're preparing for the ground of contemplation just to open as the beautiful gift of oneing. Sometimes we call this mystical union, or the mystical marriage, or just simply union. But I think union doesn't convey the dynamism that oneing does. And union can suggest separate, but what we're finding more and more and more is that we are one we always have been one with God, but that it's our awareness, it's when our conceptual mind's disconnected from our heart awareness, that it seems like we're separate. And she also uses the beautiful word oneing, both Middle English words, oneing, indwelling, which is an even stronger oneing, if you like. And as we're enclosed in the Trinity is enclosed in us. As we're enclosed in Christ, Christ is enclosed in us. That there's this, always this mutual indwelling. And that what meditation awakens us to is the capacity to really be present in that, to be present in the presence of the indwelling, to know what that energy feels like, to know when we're in it and to know when we're not in it. So she simply says to us, prayer ones the soul to God. And so she says, and this is what John Maines was inviting us to, and this is what meditation does. It brings us into ourself. It brings us home to our heart self, to our true self, to our unself self, sometimes called, to our essence, to our deep inner heart being, if you like. And she says, when a soul comes into itself and abides in beholding, the beholding is blissfully set in God, oneing in the soul. For humanity's soul is God's very oneing place. Humanity's soul is God's very oneing place. So that each of our souls is God's oneing place. And what I'm inviting us to is to connect communally and realize how our communal soul, when we're all centered in our heart, we realize we're all within this one divine heart, which is the oneing place. And can we awaken as a community from within that oneing place? Can we discern from that oneing place? And so in prayer, Julian says to us, the Christ says to us, I am the ground. I am the ground of your being. I am the ground of your prayer. I am the ground of who you are. And she says, God is nearer to us than our own soul. For God is the ground in whom our soul stands. God is the means who keeps our substance, that's our essence, and our sensuality, our sensual being together, so that they shall never be separate. For our soul sits in God in true rest, and our soul stands in God in sure strength, and our soul is naturally rooted in God in endless love. So this sense of being grounded, rooted in God, and not just within our essence, but notice how she says within our sensuality, within our sensual self. And she's saying to us, our sensual self is holy, our sensual self is critical to this, and that when we come into the Christ, we come into the human, divine, beloved. We come into the oneing where of the divine transcendence that's enfleshed. And that's what we're invited to awaken again in prayer. That this is not a disconnected, disembodied, otherworldly contemplation. Rather, it's where we're truly divine and truly human in the Christ, substance and sensuality oned. In that beautiful, silent, still being in one another. And so she says to us, do no more than behold God, enjoying with the most powerful desire to be all one in God, and intend to love's oneing, enjoy the loving, and delight in the goodness. Enjoy your prayer. Enjoy coming to this sacred, special time. where the Beloved is longing to be present to us, longing to reveal the Beloved Self to us in our own heart. And so, drawing on the cloud of unknowing, for some, this is beautiful language that you like to use, I know, and I know a lot of the Christian meditation is based on the cloud of unknowing. That's why I've brought this in here now. This exquisite being in one another can feel like we're in a cloud of unknowing, and that this cloud, if you like, is a beautiful unity of spaciousness, like the heart womb space of the darkness of the Mary womb, holding the fetus of the divine, waiting to give birth in us. So this, we want to really savour the unknowing. And the cloud has a beautiful word where he says, gnaw, be like a little animal that gnaws. So he says, let that meek darkness be a mirror and your mind whole. Think no further of yourself than I beg you do of God, so that you be one with God in spirit without scattering or distractions in your mind. So just that beautiful abiding in meek darkness, just being in that beautiful mirror of darkness. And we realize again then the unity of naked, our naked being and the naked being of God. And that sense that, and the cloud says to us, gnaw on that, get to know what that's like. And it awakens the heart senses that are beyond. And so we realize that we're our own naked self being clothed in God. That's what he invites us to. That's what he wants us to be. So beautifully one with God, we are in God. So I'm just a little bit aware of the time. Oh no, this is all right. Good. So there was a lot in that. I hope that that stirred something, that real lovely, lovely yearning, of the thirsting and the desiring, and that this is the divine Beloved longing for us to know how one we are, to know how rooted and how grounded and how one. And so I'm just inviting you now for reflection. We're going to have a little break, and then if people have got some questions, I'm happy to ask them, answer anything. But I'm just inviting you now during this break, and some of you might like to just even take a photograph of this, so you know. But look, just go with what's stirring in your heart. But if anybody would like a little bit more direction, I invite you to find a silent, quiet place and enter into the ground of your heart and listen in the silence to the Christ saying, I am the ground. It is I am the ground. As you behold in the meek darkness, become attentive to your heart senses of naked touch, taste, smell, sight, sound, beyond all felt awareness. Beyond. And yet, there's something that our heart does know of this naked being, in the naked being of God. Attend to the delightful unknowing of your heart, the traces of the Beloved's presence. And then after this prayer time, and some of you might immediately go into reaction, you don't want to do this, please don't, just stay with the prayer. But for others with a bit more creative bent, you might like to draw or dance, write or create something that will help you to continue to behold this indwelling love, something that will touch your eternal memory, that we all have that eternal memory of ourselves in God. So I'm not asking you to do this at your meditation time where you recite your mantra. That's, you know, your formal meditation time. But at another time of prayer, then I'm just inviting you into this, just pondering, wondering, gnawing.